It seems to me like we got another major piece of information along this line of the biology versus anatomy just in the ASCO meeting, where we saw some more data from Taylor X presented, but now looking at people with clinically higher risk, so kind of towards the direction of node positive. Can you talk about what they looked at there and what you think it means?
So the Taylor X trial is interesting. It's full of data that we're just really digesting, really looking for a subset of patients that may actually benefit from chemotherapy as opposed to a one-size-fits-all. So as we know in Taylor X, the overall study showed no benefit to chemotherapy in women with the recurrent score up to 25. But within that group, subsets stratified by age and menopausal status suggested that there may be a more substantial benefit for some subgroups than others. And so certainly in the women younger than age 50, we're now seeing sort of different cutoffs being applied where chemotherapy would be considered in the sort of 18 to 25 range, but with an informed discussion with the patient as to what that absolute benefit of chemotherapy might be. We're also seeing increased discussions of the use of ovarian suppression in the younger women with sort of intermediate risk scores, again, with the suggestion that perhaps some of the chemotherapy benefit in Taylor X might have been due to the actual ovarian suppression side effect of chemotherapy and not necessarily meaning that the patients need chemotherapy. So again, we continue to try to further stratify or identify subsets of women where more treatment might be beneficial and other subsets of women where certainly more treatment is not beneficial, and really getting into the sort of tailored era where we're using genomics as well as other variables to select therapy for patients.